Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Thursday, so we're looking today at how to apply what we've been exploring all week about Jesus and his relationship with the law. Now, application is something we're actually going to work on for the next few weeks, because after Jesus said the words we've explored this week, he starts going into various applications of it, how it applies to anger, how it applies to lust, and various questions like that. But we'll look more generally at that today. Jesus says he fulfills the law, that he wasn't here to just throw away everything that God had ever done and say that it wasn't really God. He was here to throw away what people had tried to build on top of or instead of what God had truly said. But I think we each have our own kind of tendencies to go one way or another with this. Some people just wish that Jesus would abolish the whole law, just kind of get rid of it. And they long for a world where nobody would tell them what they can or can't do, and are pretty sure that they could make it through life just with a sense of right and wrong built into them. Others, maybe, are just kind of wishing Jesus would wholeheartedly endorse the law of the Old Testament. They really like, you know, clarity, and they just wish that there was an exact list of applications to every possible situation telling us exactly what we should do when we encounter that situation. But Jesus says he wants something different. He wants our hearts. He wants to fulfill the law. He wants to take what God has always been doing and actually see it happen in the hearts of people trying to follow him. He wants our hearts to start practicing life in his kingdom. He wants us to open our hearts to being transformed and inhabited by his Spirit. As that happens in a life, neither of those other options seems acceptable anymore. It's never acceptable for a follower of Jesus to say, I wish there wasn't a law. I wish that God didn't care what I did. If we say that, it means our heart isn't in the right place, because when our heart is being transformed by God, it has to care what God thinks and what righteousness is, because that's who God is. On the other side, it doesn't seem acceptable anymore to just say, you know what, I just want to be told exactly what to do so I don't have to do any thinking. Because again, that's a cop-out. What Jesus wants is an alignment of our hearts with our actions. That can be hard. Good things usually are. I was once studying engineering, and about 3 years into my four-year degree, I realized that God was calling me to go into ministry, to serve and care for people in a different way than I'd imagined as an engineer. I had to go through the last year of my studies knowing that I wouldn't be using this engineering degree, but that I still had to get it, and I had to finish. And I made it through that last year, but you know what? My heart really wasn't in it. And I knew that was no way to go through life. Just trying to do something because you know you have to do it, and not really believing in it or caring about it. So that's what we're going to be challenging ourselves to do today. To consider if there are areas of life where our heart isn't really in following God's law, and asking him to transform those areas of our hearts. So our challenge for you is to consider an area of your life where you're following God's laws without your heart aligned, or on the other hand, where you're not following because your heart isn't wanting to. We'll take some time to pray. I'll invite you to do that on your own today, but then we'll come back together again tomorrow to pray that God will align our hearts and our actions, that whichever one of those isn't currently aligned with his will, that he would work on us, that his Spirit would enter us and transform us from the inside out. So that's your challenge for today. I'll see you tomorrow.